Well, you know, when I decided to serve my country, when I swore that oath, you know, I had the potential of the entire United States in mind. And, you know, I decided to serve my country, and I continue to serve my country now by defending the lands that I love. And, you know, outdoors is a huge heritage. It's a big part of who we are as Americans. And, well, I'll tell you a story. When I was in Iraq on a sniper mission with the 1st Infantry Division, U.S. Army, I was coming back to my home base, this little tiny forward operating base called Skunyan. And we passed through Anaconda, which is a giant, giant base, has a movie theater, and they serve steak dinners. And we decided to try to stick around a little while to try to get some of those steak dinners. But we were early, and I went to the movie theater, and at the start of the movie, they play the national anthem, and everybody stands up and for the national anthem. And typically on military bases, they show a lot of aircraft carriers and jets taking off and tanks coming over berms, and all the while the national anthem playing. But this time there was images of our public lands. There's Yosemite National Park and, you know, symbols of the Grand Canyon and things like that. And I saw, you know, men and women, service members standing in that theater, basically getting teary-eyed looking at their home. And that's our iconic images that we think about as Americans, especially when we're overseas fighting for it. And when I came back home, I took to the outdoors as a place to heal. And I kind of instinctively did that because my home was backed up right against Pike National Forest. And without that ability to get outside and kind of realize the benefits of what our wilderness does for us healing, I probably wouldn't have survived the transition. I probably would have been one of the 22 service members, veterans that kill themselves every day. And I've survived because of what we have as a resource as Americans, and that's our public lands.
You spoke about your own personal relationship with the outdoors and how that really helped you in the healing process after you came back from serving in Iraq and being in war zone. Have you seen that with other veterans? Can you share any other stories?
Oh, I have tons of stories, and those are anecdotal. You know, I take veterans out all the time into our outdoors to raft, to fly fish, to hike, to camp. And, you know, it's amazing what it does, not only to us, our mental health and our healing from war trauma, but climbing mountains to overcome physical injuries, or getting somebody who can't walk on horseback into the wilderness areas of this country, or, you know, seeing them spend time with their family away from cable television, away from shopping malls, where they can sit around a campfire and ask the real questions and really bond with friends and family that they've lost those connections through heavy deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. And I see those family bonds kind of grow and build. And it's incredible. But we also have real evidence from Michigan University and Sierra Club just did a study a while back that followed some veterans in their pre and post healing. And we could see that those benefits are real, that using the outdoors is healing not only for veterans, but for everybody, every citizen in this country.
Well, what is currently going on right now around the Land and Water Conservation Fund and the reauthorization of that? First of all, what is that fund and what is the status around reauthorization?
Well, the Land Water Conservation Fund is an incredible tool that we have. It's basically, there's no tax money that's invested in this. This is all subsidies from offshore oil and gas drilling on public lands that are leased out to these energy companies. And some of that money is supposed to be put over to a fund that's diverted to protect areas in our country, to conserve them. And it's supposed to be at levels of $900 million a year. And so far in the 50 years that this has existed, it has never once been fully funded. All that money's been diverted to other things and leached out, if you will. And this thing is, the Land Water Conservation Fund is going to expire. So if we don't reauthorize it this year by September, we're going to lose it. And, you know, we're trying to push as an organization to make sure this is fully funded and it's reauthorized. And there's currently legislation to do that. And one of our senators, Senator Bennett, has co-sponsored on this bill, you know, and we thank him for that and all the efforts that he's done. And Senator Gardner has been a big LWCF supporter since he's come into office. And we're trying to get him to co-sponsor it as well. But normally the LWCF does have a great bipartisan support, and it's the perfect tool. It doesn't cost us taxpayer money, and we protect areas, not only outdoor areas like Browns Canyon or other places like that, but we build urban green areas, bike paths, baseball diamonds, swimming pools, even shooting ranges. So the money's invested really well, not only in our outdoor areas, but in our communities as well.
What would happen if it's not reauthorized? You know, I mean, are we just not going to see land being acquired to be protected and to be brought into the public land arena? Or could we see damage to existing public lands?
We could see both. You know, there's obviously going to be an impact on our ability to create new public lands, to create easements, to get better access to our public lands. But we'll also see some deterioration of our current fantastic areas, our national treasures. And you know, the funds also been used in projects like in Lyons, Colorado, where we had devastating flooding in 2013. We've used some of that money to help restore some of our waterways and protect some of those areas so that flooding isn't severe and some damaged areas are healed. So we lose an important tool in a lot of different ways.
You mentioned that both the state senators from Colorado, Senator Gardner and Senator Bennett, are in full support of reauthorizing the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Is there political opposition to this, or is this just something you need people to get it on the agenda and get it passed, or is there real opposition?
There's always opposition when we're talking about you know, securing pieces of our outdoors for the American public. That means that specific investors can't go in there and buy that up and take it. You know, so there is opposition, and in fact, there's a huge push to take some of our lands that we've already protected, public lands, national land that all citizens own and can use, and give that to the state for state control, and then they can then sell it off to the highest bidder. So if you can imagine, you know, having to pay to be able to see the Grand Canyon, or, you know, even set foot in Yellowstone National Park and witness a geyser, or somebody tapping that for bottled water, or drilling, you know, Mount Rushmore for oil, it could be very devastating. So there's obviously a lot of individual interest in taking these lands away from us.